Eating disorders are profoundly hard to deal with. Right? For people who experience them, eating disorders can feel like they're taking over their lives, and the pain is compounded by the fact that all the while, people often feel judged and shamed for having them. I'll be honest, I used to think they were basically just diets gone wrong until I learned that someone I loved had bulimia. And then she taught me that her world was filled with people telling her what to do, demanding that she fix herself, and I saw that no one ever really tried to listen to her. And it was as if people thought this illness was something she could just snap out of, which is not at all how it works. A little while back, the BBC show The Food Chain had a powerful episode on eating disorders, specifically on how they affect Black communities. We wanted to share this piece from that show, where the host Emily Thomas interviews the writer Stephanie Covington Armstrong on living with bulimia.
I always had kind of a wonky relationship with food because we grew up poor and food insecure and there wasn't always enough to eat. And so I had a lot of guilt around overeating.
Stephanie Covington Armstrong is a playwright and screenwriter and author of Not All Black Girls Know How to Eat, an account of how she suffered from bulimia during her teenage years after being raped when she was 12.
Bulimia kind of became its own kind of devil I could not outrun. And I couldn't, it's like a treadmill I couldn't get off. I would just gorge and binge and throw up and go to the gym. I would do that until I was exhausted and my eyes were bloodshot.
For years, Stephanie kept her eating disorder secret.
I mean, I had my family found out I was throwing up, and I was staying with my sister, and she confronted me. And rather than talk about my eating disorder, I started talking about my childhood rape. Like, that was less provocative and upsetting, and less, I was, that made me feel less vulnerable than talking about my eating disorder. You know, I always heard things like, well, you know, Black women don't have eating disorders. Black women are incredibly comfortable with being large. Black women are, you know, so I just felt like I was failing all the way around. Failing at being the archetype strong Black woman.
So Stephanie suffered in silence. Until one day, on the New York subway, she spotted an ad in the back of a local newspaper.
And it said, if you have an eating disorder, we can help you. And I just remember clutching onto this magazine and thinking this had to be the answer. And so I went to this guinea pig program. It was at one of the larger hospitals. And I felt like a freak. People were just staring at me. And, you know, because what I've since learned is that women of color don't tend to come forward. And, you know, it just didn't work. I felt it was another experience where I just felt isolated, right? I felt like the only Black woman in the world who didn't know how to eat.
Eventually, Stephanie found a support program which helped her recover. But she says accepting help didn't come easily.
I come from a very proud community who like to keep our secrets and our issues to ourselves. It's like you don't share what's happening in your household with the outside world. And you certainly don't share it with white people. You know, that's kind of a betrayal. And so you learn how to cope on your own. I always say, why are we one of the only communities that have to struggle in silence, that have to, you know, suffer as if it's some badge of courage?
Where does this attitude to mental health come from, do you think?
I think it's just like a holdover from slavery. It's like you're going to go out into the world and trust white people. You know, when you look at these people of color who have trusted the system and been burned. I think it's well-deserved, this lack of trust.
Do you think that eating disorders are still seen as a white woman's problem? Or do you think perceptions have changed?
Eating disorders are seen as a white woman's problem. They're seen as a gateway to wanting to be white. They're seen as black women who want to be mainstream or who want to be skinny. They're not seen as a mental health issue. They're not seen as a coping mechanism. And I thought, if I wrote a book and helped one person understand all people, men, women, who deal with stress may develop an unhealthy relationship with food. So I wrote my book. The response was not what I expected. What I found initially was it was lesbian women, white, poor women, all kinds of ethnic women. But it took a while for the black community to kind of embrace me in the same way.
And why was that, do you think?
You know, it's a shameful thing. We don't want to talk about the molester uncle. We don't want to talk about things in our community that don't bring us pride. Like, we still have one or two or three black women speaking for the entire community. And that is problematical, except somebody has to speak.
Why are there so few women speaking?
I mean, it's certainly not sexy, right? Like, I want to talk about throwing up. Like, you kind of lose all your black girl magic when that's where your conversation. It's just less, people are less interested.
Stephanie Covington Armstrong is a playwright, screenwriter, and author of Not All Black Girls Know How to Eat. That piece was from the BBC's Food Chain with Emily Thomas. And if you or someone you know is living with an eating disorder, there is help and support. You can find resources at splendidtable.org/mentalhealth.